My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's good, Double A?
Let's do it, Al.
Let's do it. I almost didn't get here. I start the show saying, wake your asses up. Well, I slept through my damn alarm. It's been one hell of a week. But I'm here, so let's do it. Yanks had an off day. Much needed after losing 2 out of 3 to the lowly Nats. Start a series with the Cardinals in the BX this weekend. Brandon Ayuk got paid. Steph Curry got paid some more. College football is back. But of course, I'm going to start with the New York Mets, who yesterday morning, when I came in here, pretty much sucked the life out of me. Losing in the fashion that they did. Walking the ballpark. Setting up the bases loaded drama for Corbin Carroll Grand Slam. And I said that that could have been, no, not that could have been, that was the final nail in the coffin. And then fast forward. In pretty much a must-win game, where they set the rotation up so David Peterson can pitch versus the Diamondbacks, a team that hasn't lost a series at home since June. A must-win, set the rotation up with David Peterson going, so that McGill can go against the worst team of my lifetime, the Chicago White Sox, the 2024 Chicago White Sox. And what does David Peterson do? Gives you 7 strong innings, 2 pickoffs added to the 7 strong innings. And the Mets go to Arizona and handle their business in a must-win game after that grand slam loss. I couldn't have been the only Mets fan that had the life sucked out of them. Couldn't have been. It was just horrendous. It was horrendous. And you saw the tweets. You saw the message boards. You saw the comments on the videos posted. DS sucks. Get rid of him. He's the worst. 2019 Edwin Diaz all over again. They should let Buto close. Let Nunez close. Well, he's injured. He's on the IL again. Let Ottavino close. You're smoking. That was said to me yesterday. Adam Ottavino in a big spot. You're nuts. Peterson gives you 7. Alonso hits his 221st home run as a Met. Now he's 3rd all-time, passing Mike Piazza. Mets down 2-1. And who comes through? Mr. MVP himself. And yes, I'm smiling from ear to ear. And that's Francisco Lindor. Solo homer, 9-game hitting streak, 27th consecutive game safely on base. Game's tied at 2. First and third in the 8th. One out for Newman. Hello, Newman. Peterson gets Newman to hit into a double play. 8th place hitter, I should say. Not the 8th inning. 8th place hitter. And we all know what happened the night before the 8th place hitter. And the 9th place hitter. And in the 9th inning, Jesse Winker gets the party going. Double. And who comes through? Oh, my God. Jose Iglesias comes through. RBI single in the 9th inning. Mets take a 3-2 lead. Listen, Jesse Winker's energy on his team is infectious. I love it. I love it. I hope they bring him back next season. Platoon, his energy has been awesome for this team. Love to see it. Love to see the enthusiasm in the dugout. Pumping guys up. Smacking that ass, whatever they're doing with this. Hitting a rabbit or whatever they're doing. Fake pretending. Doesn't matter. And then Diaz enters the game after two disastrous outings. Two outings, one worse than the other, comes in. And remember the game the night before, Mendoza said when he was asked about Diaz, he's going to be thrown right back onto the fire. Not into the fire, right back onto the fire. But we know what you meant, Mendy. And he gets it done. Closes the game out. Mets take the series in Arizona and versus San Diego. In Arizona, they go 4-3. I wanted 5-2. I said 5-2 would show me that this team's ready to go on a run. But I'm going to be positive tonight. This morning, I should say. Because yesterday, I was dead. I was dead. That loss sucked everything out of me. And I couldn't have been the only Mets fan to suck the life out of. I was sick. Sick to my stomach. Not sick like Keith. Feel better, Keith. Get home safe. I was sick. But I wasn't saying Diaz sucks. I'm not going to kick that man while he's down. I'm not going to do that. Did he deserve to get killed? Yes. Two of the last three, his last two outings were horrendous. Walk-off homer. Pretty much a walk-off grand slam the next outing. But that man has overcome a lot in this town, considering the start he had here, where he was horrible. Horrible. I didn't like the fact that Mets fans were acting like Jarrett Kelenic was the next coming of Willie Mays or Bryce Harper. I said when the trade happened, he was not that guy. It sucked to take Robbie Cano's contract back, but it meant getting Edwin Diaz, who had 58 saves previously. 2022, he was absolutely unhittable. 2023, freak accident celebrating. We didn't want to believe the season was over when that happened, but let's face it, the writing was on the wall in 2023. When he went down, so did the season. And we all know what happened in 2023. But to come back less than 24 hours later, up one run, when you could easily tuck your tail and cry and bitch and moan, Edwin Diaz got it done. Now, the shirt I'm wearing, I was waiting for these two to be the reason, or the main reasons, why they won a game. And it's the Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor MLB Jam shirt. Alonso with the home run. Lindor with the homer to tie the game. I said, you know what? This is the Mets win, by the way, which is the important part. You know what? This is the perfect time to wear that shirt. Perfect time to wear this shirt. And the Mets now, 4-3 versus San Diego and Arizona. They take the series versus Arizona. Again, Arizona, the first series they lost at home since June. And the Mets do what they've done since May, the horrendous start in May, pick themselves back up, dust themselves off, and now they head to Chicago to play the worst team which probably go down as the worst team in MLB history, the Chicago White Sox. Now, dear Mets, dear 2024 Mets, and I'm sure I speak on the behalf of many, 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 many Mets fans, do not go into Chicago and crap the bed. Do not go into Chicago, where the White Sox play, by the way. Don't go to Wrigley, because that you're not playing the Cubs. Don't go there and lose the series. Don't go there and get swept. Don't go there and play down to your competition. Now, there might be less fans there than in Miami, so that'll be about 10 fans in Chicago. It's usually 13 in Miami, all Met fans. There might be 10 fans in Chicago. They're probably all Met fans. And I forgot I heard who said it. They should be giving out free hot dogs and drinks, get people to go to the ballpark. Motivation. You need people there. You need fans there. Playing in that ballpark is pretty much like playing in a cemetery. That team is dead. And with the Braves losing, the Mets are now back to 3 games out behind the Atlanta Braves. Shout out to the Philadelphia Phillies. 3 more games versus the Braves. Do what you got to do to help the Mets out. And in a perfect world, the Mets sweep the White Sox and the Phillies sweep the Braves. And guess what? At the end of the weekend, the Mets and the Braves would be tied for the final wild card spot. And then all the panic that I had yesterday, the way I felt in my stomach, sick to my stomach, like I was backed up for a week. All the crap that I felt, all the nonsense I felt, all the negativity that I felt. And it's the first time in a long time that I felt super negative about the Mets under Steve Cohen. Would just go away. Now, during yesterday's show, I said, let me give you one positive to feel after that loss. One shining light. And that would be, get to that Atlanta series in the House of Horrors, back 1 game. I would sign for that in a heartbeat. And every Met fan should as well. Even still, should sign up for that. But if the Mets can go into Chicago, sweep the White Sox, they give me the winning streak that I've been asking for. And they finished the road trip 7-3, which is exactly what I wanted. Exactly what I said this Met team needed to do. 7-3 minimum on this road trip. Versus the Fathers, versus the D-backs, and versus the White Sox. And if they gave us that, if they gave me that, I'd be super happy. Didn't think that was going to be the case after yesterday's game. Didn't think so. That was a kick in the you-know-what. Even that caller's calling and say the same thing. It was a kick in the you-know-what. It was horrible. It felt like the death blow. Because how many times can this team get punched in the face and get back up? How many times can this team get curb stomped and get back up? How many times can this team get powerbombed off the 50th floor and get back up? And the Mets did just that. They got back up in Arizona and beat Arizona and won the series in Arizona. And like I said, it's the first time since June that the Arizona Diamondbacks have lost the series at home. Bravo, New York Mets. Bravo, New York Mets, for calming the storm. Bravo, New York Mets, for getting the job done, taking the series, and in a tough stretch versus 2 teams in front of you, going 4-3. Before the series, I asked for 5-2. Before this 2 series, I asked for 5-2. And I even said I could see 1-6 more than 5-2. Well, they went 4-3. And I take it. I'll take it. Considering the way 2 of those losses ended, horrendous, horrible, whatever other word you can use to describe being miserable, catastrophic losses, The Mets are still 3 games behind the Braves, gaining a game last night, thanks to the Philadelphia Phillies taking care of business, and the Mets taking care of business on their own.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.